ESPN have produced a wonderful report which was issued recently. And to tell us a lot more about it is Dan Willis from ESPN. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Hi, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you very much. I bet you've been inundated with inquiries about this, haven't you? Tell us a bit more about it. ESPN have, well, carried out a big study, haven't they? Lots of research in conjunction with a few universities, and the Premier League table's been altered, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. So we teamed up with the University of Bath and the experts there to basically to put together a study for anyone who's ever wondered how big an impact good luck or bad luck actually makes over the course of a Premier League season. So most football fans will consider their team to be unlucky, but what we wanted to know is that actually the case? We found varying degrees of it being true and other cases of it not being so.
My word, it must have been a lot of research, because I take it you will have had to analyse footage from every single game, wouldn't you, throughout that Premier League season?
Yeah, that's right. I think it was about 157 incidents that were particularly, particularly worth a look in terms of them being controversial and how, the game changed. The impact of the game changed. Like I said, it was our friends at the University of Bath who did all the hard work and all the number crunching. We just get to talk about it once it was over, but. You know what we found, the major headlines that we found were that Liverpool were the most unlucky team and Manchester United were the luckiest team.
All the Liverpool fans here on Merseyside could have told you that anyway, Dan.
Yeah, exactly. they're somewhat vindicated, aren't they? In terms of all the decisions that went against them.
So was there a massive differential?
So. No, not especially. Liverpool was the biggest. So we worked out, if you work out what the impact of good and bad luck was over the table, that Liverpool would have been 12 points better off. What that means in actual league placings was, instead of finishing fourth, they would have finished second.
Right.
And as it was, Manchester United being 6 points worse off would have finished fourth. So. It flipped it around that way.
I mean, that's quite substantial, isn't it? 12 points. I mean, this is due to incidents that you've studied that basically have incorrectly disallowed goals, wrongly awarded penalties, and certain red card decisions as well.
Yeah, that's right. So we started out with, you can imagine a whole load of football fans. When you think about what luck is in a game, and we came up with loads and loads of them, about 35 or something, but we had to boil it down to somewhat nearer 9. Yeah, and so as you say, the main sort of things were incorrectly awarded goals, if there was if there was an offside or a foul in the build-up, or incorrectly disallowed goals, penalties that should or should not have been given, red cards that should or shouldn't have been given. And goals outside of injury time. They're all kind of to do with referees. And the one that really isn't to do with referees is ones that are deflected.
Mm.
So once we looked at those, we then put this data into this predictive model that adjusted the final scores if they thought the incidents would have occurred differently. Now, it went through a simulator. Each incident then went through a simulator 100,000 times. And we came up with the result that was most likely to happen.
Wow. I take it you did this in conjunction with a professional referee as well.
Yeah, so we're Peter Walton, who was he was involved with this, so that we obviously needed somebody as a referee, with credibility in that area, to prove that this wasn't just a whole load of journalists and a whole load of university people. So we think that brings the credibility, to this.
Do you think there was any real element of surprise? I mean, 12 points for Liverpool seems quite substantial, doesn't it? In another season, that could cost them the title, couldn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, as it was, when we first planned this out, we were obviously interested to see if there would have been a difference. Like you say, this season, it didn't make that impact because Manchester City were so far in advance, and even they lost a few points, you know, according to the impact of good or bad luck. Mm. But they were still, you know, they're still comfortable winners. But you know, we work down, you know, in terms of individual incidents. So I've got a few here for you in terms of Liverpool. So, for example, the opening game of last season, you know, at Watford, which finishes a 3-3 draw. The Watford equaliser scored by Britos was from an offside position. So had yes. that obviously been disallowed, and that would have been 3-2. So based on the you know, on the impact of good or bad luck, that would have been two extra points that Liverpool would have had. And then there are a couple of others that I wanted to mention. So there was a 1-1 draw at home to Burnley that Liverpool were denied a penalty. That, you know, that having looked at this again, we felt should have been given. That turned that into a 2-1 win. And again, they were denied a penalty in the 0-0 draw that should have been against Manchester United. So, you know, those are the types.
You make the assumption that the penalty's been scored.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, but, you know, we were talking about Everton, Everton as well. So the impact on Everton was quite a bit less, actually. We found, you know, they were considered to be, you know, according to this, a luckier team than Liverpool were, but they only benefited to the value of 5 points. And I think the impact on that is that it moved them down 2 points in the league table. There were a couple of incidents involving Everton. So there was the one that became infamous afterwards was the Niasse penalty that they scored. And then obviously retrospectively, Niasse was given a ban for diving. So
Crystal Palace, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So and some other good fortune that Everton had was in the 2-0 home win to Brighton. Which I think was back in March, where they scored, was a deflected own goal. Mm. So it was 0-0 at the time, and I think his name was Gaetan Bong. And even though that then meant the score was then 1-0 and finished 2, running that through the simulator, that worked out that had that first goal not been scored, then it would have finished 0-0. So this is the, you know, beauty of the data.
It's very interesting, isn't it? Because I suppose most of us in the media and those watching football and the highlights that are shown and the live games probably state nowadays that luck evens itself out over the course of the season. But some will say maybe it doesn't, looking at this now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that was the premise. And, you know, it's what you say to yourself when, you know, decisions have gone against you. And, you know, you think, well, OK, we'll get one in the next game. But, you know, this data just goes to show it doesn't always work out that way.
No. And I think here on Merseyside, Manchester United being the luckiest team, we could have predicted that for you. They do seem to get plenty of decisions that go their way as well, particularly at Old Trafford. But maybe it's happened with Liverpool over the course of some seasons as well as Everton too. And I suppose Huddersfield can consider themselves a little fortunate because on your data, they would have been relegated.
Yeah, exactly. Only on goal difference, it would have been tight, but... yeah, you know, if this was the real table and, you know, not one adjusted for luck, then absolutely they'd be one game into a season in championships.
Wow. Well, it's very interesting to look at. ESPN done a great job there to issue that. And it's intriguing, isn't it, to say the least? Are you going to carry on and do it maybe season after season?
Yeah, we'd like to. It's had good, you know, a lot of good publicity. There's, you know, a lot of people have been writing about it today, and you know, we've been talking to lots of people about it. So yeah, absolutely, we're keen to keep it going. You know, it depends on the level of interest, but you know, absolutely, it's been a pleasant surprise just how popular it's been. So yeah, we're pleased.
Well, thanks very much, Dan. Thanks for the insight. It is intriguing, and we hope you can reproduce one at the end of the coming season.
Great. Cheers. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot. That's Dan Willis from ESPN. The Luck Index revealed that Liverpool were the unluckiest team, Manchester United the luckiest in the 2017-18 Premier League season. That was research conducted by ESPN in conjunction with the University of Bath, examining how the Premier League would look if pure luck were not a factor. So a lot of comprehensive research, analysing footage from every game and using very sophisticated mathematical models. And Liverpool apparently lost out on 12 points due to incidents such as incorrectly disallowed goals, wrongly awarded penalties and improper red card decisions. Everton would have finished in 10th position instead of 8th. And as Dan was pointing out there, Manchester United were the luckiest team, gaining 6 points from incidents in their favour. So adjusted position in the table would have seen them drop to 4th and Liverpool finish 2nd. It's something to chat over as we head into the new campaign, isn't it? So thanks very much to Dan from ESPN for that little insight.